You are listening to the final closing chapter of The Scroll, an audiobook about Ecclesiastes, written and read by Vance Neudorf, chapter 19. Benjamin slipped quietly into the apartment to avoid waking Qohelet and eased the door shut. As he turned around, the hair on his arms prickled. The lamp still cast its warm light around the room, but there was a cold stillness in the air. He crossed quickly over to the bed and touched the wrinkled old face. It was cold. Qohelet's spirit had returned to God with the passing of the rain. Tears slipped down Benjamin's cheeks. At least Qohelet had left the world peacefully. His eyes were closed and a wry smile creased the corners of his mouth. Benjamin carefully folded Qohelet's arms across his chest and found the pen held tightly in Qohelet's grasp. Shaking his head, he pulled it free.
"You were supposed to rest. I should have known you would try to finish it."
He returned the pen to the desk and read Qohelet's final words. Benjamin smiled through his tears and looked back at the bed.
"It ends well, Master. You have brought it around and back to the beginning, just like the ongoing cycles of nature. It is perfect."
He gazed up at the lights in the palace windows.
"Now we need to make sure the king reads it, for if he does, I know he will want it copied. As Eli said tonight, Qohelet is wise, and what he has written is honest and true."
Eli's words about Qohelet should also be written down. There wasn't enough room to write something at the beginning of Qohelet's words, but there was still space at the end. Eli's endorsement of Qohelet could open the door to more people reading and copying the scroll. Benjamin sat in Qohelet's chair and thought carefully about what Eli had said in the booth. There was only one chance to get this right. His hand trembled as he dipped the pen into the ink. Taking a deep breath to steady himself, he bent over the scroll. Qohelet was wise, and he passed on his teachings to the people. He pondered, searched out, and set in order many proverbs. He studied to find just the right words, and what he wrote was honest and true. "The words of the wise guide our lives like a shepherd. Their collected sayings are like firmly driven nails. Beware of adding to their words, for you will discover there is no end to what people write, and trying to study it all will exhaust you." He studied Qohelet's wrinkled face for a long moment.
"I believe the king will accept it, but as you said, the problem will be with all the religious leaders who keep claiming they know exactly how God works in our world. They will seek to drown out your teaching with their pious words."
Benjamin turned back to the scroll and nodded to himself. Qohelet's teaching about God's time to judge every deed would silence those who might want to see the scroll thrown on the king's brazier. It would be good to add a final statement of the Creator's desire for everyone under the sun. In the end, what matters most is to honor and obey God, for that is why we were created, and one day, everything we do, including every secret thing, will be judged as evil or good. Benjamin read the words over and nodded to himself. It was a fitting endorsement of his friend's writings, but the recent news of Qohelet's royal heritage could help seal the scroll's place in the royal library. An introduction to that effect would certainly catch the king's attention. The lamp sputtered. Benjamin adjusted the wick, and the light pushed the shadows away as he unrolled the scroll back to its beginning, sending Eli's endorsements over the edge of the desk to finish drying. With pen in hand, he bent over the scroll and carefully formed a new line in the space at the top of Qohelet's text. A smile spread across Benjamin's face as he completed the sentence. "These are the words of Qohelet, a descendant of King David, who ruled in Jerusalem." Benjamin leaned back in the chair and put his hands behind his head. Outside, the gray edge of dawn was on the horizon. Another day was beginning, as it had since the creation of the world, but this time the sun would not find Qohelet enjoying its warmth. A flutter of wings startled him. A little bird landed on the windowsill, but it was far too early for the birds to be flying about. There wasn't enough light to see where they were going. Benjamin tapped his pen on the desk, and the bird turned toward him and cocked his head. It was the little finch that often visited Qohelet, the one Caleb had captured and blinded. Perhaps Caleb had released it because the bird would not sing for him, and he could not sell a songless bird. The bird looked into the room with sightless eyes. It chirped twice, then cocked its head to listen.
He is not here, little bird. He has left this world.
The feathered head swung in Benjamin's direction, and the bird hopped closer. Benjamin reached into his pocket and pulled out the bread he had bought back for Kohelet's breakfast.
You might as well have this. He would have gladly shared it with you anyway.
Simca began pecking at the bread as Benjamin rolled up the scroll. It had been a very old vellum when Benjamin carefully scraped off its original message, but now it seemed even more ancient. It was crumpled and stained from fig juice and food. It looked like an ancient scroll thousands had already read. Benjamin reached inside his tunic and held up a tag on a leather thong.
See this? Simca stopped pecking and looking up. Deera helped me get this.
The featherhead nodded.
It's one of the official tags from the king's library, and I am going to put only one word on it. Hevel. It's a simple title, but I think it will get the king's attention.
Benjamin carefully labeled the tag and threaded it through the end of Kohelet's scroll.
Today, I will take this scroll up to the library and ask to see the man in charge. I will tell him he must take it immediately to the king, for it has been discovered that this scroll was written by one of his family.
A cold sweat rose on Benjamin's forehead. Daniel had left an older man in charge of the library while he was away. His eyesight was failing, but he still might recognize Benjamin. Fortunately, the old man was fond of Deera. She was like a daughter to him, and he allowed her to visit him at the library. Deera had instructed Benjamin to immediately leave the palace compound while the old man was distracted and examining the scroll. She would go to the library as soon as Benjamin was gone to remind the old man about the king's missing scroll. She was going to suggest that perhaps this was the one the king had been looking for, and now it had been returned. If he accepted the story and set out to take the scroll to the king, they would have to hope for the best. There was no telling how far the book might go if the king put his own copyist into the task of publishing Kohelet's book for all the world to see. Deera would watch carefully to see what happened next. If Daniel returned before the king read Kohelet's scroll, he might figure out who had brought it to the library and destroy it, for Daniel had no appreciation of wisdom. He would see the scroll only as a threat. If that came to pass, Benjamin and Deera would flee to Egypt. Kohelet's scroll was now also tucked away in Benjamin's mind, and in Egypt he could write it down and find those who would copy it. In Egypt, he would also be free to perform Kohelet's script, to teach it to the people in the way Kohelet thought was the best and most powerful way to teach people wisdom, by lifting his voice in the market square and inviting them to listen. Benjamin finished wrapping up the scroll, then took it over to the bed. Lifting Kohelet's hands, he placed the scroll under them.
You should hold it until it is time for me to leave. Your work is completed, my friend.
As he stood looking down into Kohelet's face, there was a flutter of wings. Simca flew into the room and then landed on Kohelet's bed. She hopped nearer to Kohelet, chirped twice, then cocked her head to listen. Her head bobbed and her chest swelled out. Simca may have quit singing when Caleb blinded her, but now her voice filled the room with a song so sweet that fresh tears coursed down Benjamin's cheeks. Sunlight flooded the room and illuminated Kohelet's face. A new day had begun.